Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. One San Francisco supervisor wants more oversight regarding what military equipment the police department buys. KQED's Brian Kranz has more.
Supervisor Dean Preston says he was alarmed recently while looking over a state-mandated report on proposed police department spending. One item stood out.
Police robot dogs.
Specifically Spot, the agile robot from Boston Dynamics that starts at around $75,000. Preston says such a purchase isn't what people want from their police department, especially as San Francisco faces a nearly $800 million two-year budget shortfall.
I haven't come across anyone who thinks that is what we need in San Francisco, and a heck of a lot of people who have been alarmed when this has been used in other cities.
Preston says he has requested SFPD clarify its rationale for wanting the equipment. San Francisco police did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Brian Kranz, KQED News.
Immigrants' rights advocates are celebrating a state budget agreement that maintains in-home medical services for all low-income Californians, regardless of immigration status. Governor Newsom announced he and leaders of the legislature reached an agreement on the state budget yesterday. Ronald Coleman Baeza, Managing Director of Policy for California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, says without the program, undocumented immigrants seeking medical care could have been forced into nursing homes or hospitals.
That type of institutionalization could have also put immigrants at risk of public charge, which could have carried immigration consequences.
The state legislature is expected to vote on the budget next week ahead of the start of the next fiscal year, July 1st. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.